Hugo, do you mind exchanging pictures? How are you so sure that we won't get caught? Your parents are definitely not okay. How would you avoid them? Yeah. Hugo, I'm Orthodox Jewish. Hope that's okay with you.
So I see.
And please delete my picture afterwards.
I see.
You're married.
I see.
She said, if you want to send something, go ahead. But she's not going to say. You kept asking her for nudes.
And I didn't.
Okay, and you did. You asked multiple times. You said, okay. Okay, and she said no. Oh, Hugo, have you been fucked before? Did they come inside you? Wish I could fuck you raw, and I promise I would come inside. That would be my dream come true. Of course, darling. I don't want to get you pregnant. Definitely, darling. It's not.
That definitely doesn't seem kosher.
Because it sounds crazy. Is this kosher?
Horrifying. That is a prominent rabbi in New York City that was just caught doing some very inappropriate things, trying to meet with a minor. And you heard a little bit of the conversation between him and this minor. Tried to meet up with them and, of course, end up meeting this team that's looks like affiliated with Sneeko. And so the internet has been on fire with clips of this situation all morning, and rightly so. And there's a lot to this. I mean, it's not just the meeting of the minors, it's also his attempt to kind of defend himself in the process. There's a little bit of that going on. There's also the team is telling him, hey, you know, if you kind of confess to this and talk to my team over here, basically, we're going to try to put you through a program and we'll try to avoid jail time here. And if you also let us call your wife and tell her what's going on, we can see if we can bypass the legal route. And it didn't end up going that way for him and by design, but they certainly told him that, hey, if you kind of confess to this and let us tell your wife what's going on, then, you know, there could be some just therapy involved and you might be able to avoid going to jail. So right after confronting him, they then ask to speak to his wife. Now, here's how that conversation went. Take a look.
He was asking for nudes. I'm not going to get into too much detail just because I promised him I'm not going to go into the sexual details of the messages. But as you can imagine, they're pretty serious. So I'm just calling you as a courtesy to see how you feel about the situation. Let me know, has he ever done anything like this before? Do you think maybe we need to get him some kind of help? I haven't called the police yet. I'm still deciding on whether or not we're going to have to do this, because obviously 10 years in prison at minimum for a situation like this. You understand that, right?
I do. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. We're actually in therapy. We're going from one to the other. We're trying so, so hard. It's a family of little kids. For sure, if something goes out in the public, never mind me.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You're breaking up. Could you repeat that? I heard you're going through therapy.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm surprised how she took it up.
She's pretty calm.
Because she was imagining, because we are going through.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not calm. I'm actually having a heart attack. My heart is actually beating out of control. No, I'm not calm. Yeah. I just want to say something. I understand this is not acceptable. I would so very wish, and God help me and my kids and my family, that nothing should come out in the open, and definitely not jail time. But there are, never mind me, there are parents that are going to have heart attacks. The kids are going to be thrown out of school. They're going to go literally all on different paths of, they're all going to become mentally retarded from this. And we are in heavy help. I am aware of things that I'm not sure what, but I hear you. And I really wish for another chance where you can, not because I think he's right in any way. It's just that I am just a mother trying to so badly protect my six kids and myself and my parents. I don't know if I'm right. I'm crying.
Your reaction is extremely valid. I completely understand.
Wow. So it almost sounds like she's trying to get her husband off the hook and is more concerned about that than she is the situation that is unfolding here, but maybe I'm misreading her. But it didn't strike me very well when I heard that. And yes, Jimmy, I can see you there in the comments. He said, I can hear her shaking in her wig, LOL. Well, the funny thing about that is a lot of Jewish women wear wigs because they do that as a replacement for the hijab. So instead of wearing a hijab and being ostracized in Western society, they pretend they're not wearing a hijab by just putting on a wig, and they consider that the head covering for women. So Jewish women believe in the head coverings, but they just use a wig in many cases to hide the fact that they believe that. So that's pretty dishonest and misleading, if you ask me. But that's neither here nor there. The big situation here is, okay, they call his wife to kind of let her know what is going on. And yeah, somebody says, why aren't they calling the police? They do, they do, they do. But they tell him something different. But before we get to what they tell him, we first need to see just maybe a few things that he says. At first they ask, you know, do you have a statement for the Jewish community if they see this video released? Because they're making it conditional, like, we might not release this video, we might not call the police, to try to get him to confess to things and say things and think that he might have an out here. So here they ask him for a statement.
What do you want to say to the Hasidic community if we end up having to post this for whatever reason and people find out? Great, what do you question. Have to say to the synagogue, the Hasidic community? Because I will be the first to say, I know this is a bad representation of your people. I understand one bad apple doesn't represent the whole community.
True.
Right? And I will be the first to say that, right?
Concerning.
So what do you have to say to people that are going to say, oh, they all do it, all Jews are all sitting the same, they all go for minors? Cause some people are going to say that, right? What do you have to say for yourself?
A lot of anti-Semites out there.
I pray to God it shouldn't go out. That's the first thing.
And it, okay, and if it does and people start making those kind of comments, how would you respond to that?
Whoever needs help should go for help.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Kumbaya.
So you're again, you think it's a sickness and people should get help for it, right? Yeah, man, but in the messages, you were way too excited. You were so excited for it.
15 tight and yummy.
Super, super, yummy. Super, super excited for it. You were ready to have anal sex with her, no condoms. The chat log is bad, man.
No condom?
I know.
So he doesn't have much of a statement, as you can see there, although a little bit later in the video he does try to say, well, you know, in the Bible there's not necessarily an age of consent, which is true, by the way. And he tries to say, well, you know, in ancient societies this was very common, which was true, by the way. This is why you can find, just in traditional Christianity, specifically in the code of canon law, Catholicism, traditionally 12 years old is the age of consent. I think that you can find that also in the Jewish tradition. 12 years old is generally the norm, just historically, for Judaism and Christianity. And so he tries to say, well, look, she's 15, but, you know, historically and, you know, perhaps traditionally, there's this other thing that should be considered. So, in other words, what I'm doing is not as heinous as you might think because of, and then he tries to, you know, soften the blow. He also tries to soften the blow by saying, well, look, the 15-year-old, she's guilty too. You know, take a look at this, what he tries to argue here.
But again, like I said, you should take in consideration that she played around. My kids wouldn't play around with it.
So you're saying, like, she was kind of asking for it.
Yeah, and she is a freak as well. Like,
is she a freak?
What?
Yeah, you'd say that about my seventh cousin, that she's a freak?
What? Come on,
brother.
You're a piece of if she's a 50-year-old agreeing to meet an older guy and saying,
you're calling my cousin a freak.
I don't call names.
You just said freak, brother. Come on, you are you in any position to be disrespectful?
We're all men here, bro. She's a
brother, yeah, come on, are you in any position to be disrespectful?
I didn't.
Yeah, you freaked out, bro. Sorry.
I didn't deny.
Okay, so again, he is just trying to kind of soften the blow, and he's hoping to get off the hook. And so they come to him and they tell him, And they do this multiple times. Well, look, you know, I just want you to talk to my team, and we're going to put you through a program with therapy, and they're going to come and talk to you right now and document this, but we're going to put you through that, and that way you can avoid jail time. Take a look where they tell him this.
So they work with the therapist, okay? They're going to just have to take a little report. They're going to bring the therapist. You guys are going to exchange information. And then if you don't do the program, you could go to jail. I'm being completely honest with you. All right, just give me a minute or two. Let me take this.
Okay, but the team is not really a team. It's just the police, which, by the way, when he says this is his team and then it's the police, I don't know if they're setting themselves up for any kind of legal liability here. I don't know if maybe this guy's defense attorney is going to say that they presented themselves as law enforcement because of this, you know, some kind of stretch, right, to try to get the guy off the hook. But I'm a little concerned about the way they presented this to him. Could that be used against them and then in his defense, unfortunately, whenever this inevitably goes to court? But yes, the team shows up. Take a look.
I'll call you later, brother.
Okay, thank you.
How you doing, guys? Sneeko just called in.
What did he say?
Yeah, he was asking questions and shit.
Oh, wait.
We'll lie.
Shout out to Sneeko. Sneeko, you got to come
catch up. I know them. Like, I told them.
Show me. W's
in the chat.
You're wrong. I honestly don't. I'm asking you.
Yeah, so you gotta be honest with them. It's only gonna make the situation better for you if you just please be honest with the officers, because they're gonna take a report that you have part of the therapies. You gotta be honest with the officers. Just be honest.
Can I say something before?
Go.
You promised you're not gonna call
the officers. No, I said I'm gonna do everything in my power to try to get you help, but you have to be honest.
If you guys back up, they probably talk to us.
Yeah, let's just leave.
No, don't go all the way. Stay there.
Yep.
We're gonna try to get you help.
WIMPD should.
I said they're gonna take a report and they're gonna try to get you help.
So at this point, he knows that they're not just members of his team who are going to document something for him to go through a therapy program. He realizes he's being arrested, which he was shortly after that clip there. And he tells the people there that they're liars for misleading him and that they're going to burn in hell with him, evidently. Take a look.
All right, guys, shout out to NYPD. We just got a rabbi predator arrested. He said because I lied about not getting him, maybe trying to get him help, that I'm going to burn in hell with him. Him because he tried to have sex with a 15-year-old girl, and me because I lied about him going, potentially not going to jail. Shout out NYPD for doing their job.
They asked him about the situation with these tunnels that they have in New York, and with also these Jewish schoolgirls that they found in some tunnels or in a sewer or something. It was a really odd story that we still didn't get a whole lot of explanation for, and really made very little sense and raised a whole lot of flags. They asked him, you know, are you affiliated with that? And, you know, would you have done this if she was 13 or 12? Or, you know, what about your own daughter? You have a daughter who's 15 years old and you were trying to go with a 15-year-old here. Would you be okay if somebody tried to solicit sex with your daughter? And he says, of course not. And okay, well, what would you do? You know, would you have this person arrested? And he says, well, it depends. You know, if they're a person like me, you know, I'd give them a second chance and take them to therapy and all that. So he's just saying everything that he can to just get off the hook. But at the end, it just did not work out very well for him, as you can see here. They did ask him things like, you know, does your religion teach this? And of course, he says, no. This has nothing to do with my religion. They did ask him at one point, do you think that this woman was promised to you 3,000 years ago? Which is a reference to, they always say 3,000. They're incorrect. It's actually 4,000 years ago that the promises of the land promises are made in the book of Genesis, right? And so if you're going to use that joke, say 4,000, not the 3,000, because 3,000 would put you in the time of King David and King Solomon, and these promises that they're relying on are about 1,000 years prior to that. But they say, be that as it may, they say, you know, was she promised to you 3,000 years ago? No. Would you have done this if she was not a Gentile? Would you have done this if she was a Jewish girl? And he said, yeah. So for him, it's nothing to do with Jewish supremacy, nothing to do with religion. He's just saying that he has a sickness, he says. It's a sickness. And so, yeah, that one has just been on fire all morning. And so I had to make sure to sneak that one in. Want to definitely hear your thoughts on it. I also want to show you this clip from Ben-Gavir, which he has taken down now. But he did post this on social media. And I want to show this to you because, honestly, this is a clip that is very clearly depicting an Israeli concentration camp starving Palestinians. And Ben-Gavir boastfully, shamelessly, posted this on social media to try to show his Jewish and Zionist supremacy over these Muslim Palestinians. And you just have to ask, like, if it were the other way around, or somebody depicted Jews in a concentration camp, how well would that have gone over? But for some reason in our society, nobody cares about it. Nobody even has reported about it. But take a look here. I am going to show it to you, but no audio, just because I don't want to get copyrighted and all that. But Israeli Farm Right Minister Ben-Gavir shares AI concentration camp video where he has, you know, fat Palestinians who go into an Israeli concentration camp through a conveyor belt, and they come out, you know, extremely thin, starved, depressed, humiliated, shamed, perhaps beaten. I mean, this is quite literally him depicting them going through an Israeli concentration camp. And nobody reports on this. The news says nothing about it. The media over here in the United States has nothing to say about it. But again, if they depicted Jews going through concentration camps, or even just Israelis, because yes, it's true, not all Israelis are actually Jewish. Many of them are of European descent. But that's a whole different conversation. But if they depicted just Israelis going through a conveyor belt into a concentration camp and coming out skinny, I mean, the world would be on fire. Everyone would be horrified. How dare you? They're trying to bring back the Holocaust and all this and that. But you don't care whenever they commit a Holocaust? That's why, honestly, at this point, I don't want to hear another word about the Holocaust. I heard about it my entire life. Growing up in Israel, that's all I ever heard of was the Holocaust. That's all we ever see on TV, World War II, Holocaust, anywhere you go, Holocaust books, Anne Frank books. I want to hear another word about it, because when I see them committing a Holocaust themselves and refusing to stop it and take any kind of responsibility for it, at that point, I don't want to hear about it until you deal with this one. When you deal with this one, own up to this one, and you've been shamed for this one and held accountable for this one, just like the Nazis were at the Nuremberg trials, then we can start to talk about the Jewish Holocaust. But until then, I don't want to hear a word. I want to hear a word, especially when this kind of stuff is going on. And by the way, it's not just him. Mike Huckabee over here making fun of Palestinians, saying that they're not being starved, when in fact they are. Take a look.
Well, Matt, I said that if Israel is attempting genocide, they are really, really bad at it. I've never seen such an incompetent case of genocide as what we're seeing with the Israelis, who not only have poured more food into Gaza than in any war zone in the history of mankind, but if you look at the picture, particularly of the Hamas leaders, you don't see people who are starving. You see people who need a good dose of Ozempic. This is not an issue that deserves people calling this a genocide.
This guy is disgusting. And again, if somebody had minimized Jewish starvation during the Holocaust, they would be canceled. Their career would be over. Mike Huckabee gets to do it, and he's an ambassador, and nobody says a word. He's not arrested. He's not put on trial. He's not canceled. He still keeps his job. Everything's okay. This is intolerable. It's gotten to the point that we're watching them commit a genocide. And we're watching Christian Zionists back it up, support it, fund it. And then we're watching Jewish Zionists carry this out in the name of Zionism and also in the name of Judaism. And it doesn't speak for all Jews. Plenty of Jews here in America are opposed to it. But Israel prides itself on being the only Jewish state. So they're using the name of Judaism and Jewish identity to wage a war against Palestinians and actually bring about a Holocaust and ethnic cleansing. And of course, we also have Lebanon and what they're doing to them as well. It's intolerable at this point. I don't know why this has been allowed to continue and why the international community has not put an end to it. It just shows that the entire thing, the entire system, is a joke. At the end of the day, there's no accountability for the United States and for Israel. United States, we just blew up 4 people and injured dozens of others, civilians, at an Iranian wedding with one of our best and most precise missiles. So it wasn't an accident. We killed 4 civilians and injured dozens of others at an Iranian wedding. No accountability, though, right? We get to blow up children. We get to fund a genocide. And there's no accountability at the end of the day. It's disgusting. And it needs to come to an end. Anyways, that's what I got for you today. Make sure to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By the way, good to see new member here in the chat, Ahmed Amawi. Thank you so much for becoming a member. Whenever you become a channel member, you get access to plenty of extra patron-only content. Make sure to check it out. In fact, I've been talking about the history of Palestine prior to, of course, this whole situation with the Gaza genocide. You want to know about the history of this conflict between Israel and Palestine from 1948 until the present. I've been doing a lot of patron-only content covering that and many other things as well. So make sure to join the channel, become a channel member, get access to those patron-only videos. And also, by the way, use your hype points. I don't know if y'all know that you have hype points that you can use to promote a video. Use them on this one to get it out there far and wide. All right, we'll see you later. Hey, thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Also, check out my second channel right here on YouTube, Reason and Theology. And by the way, if you want to support the channel, check me out at patreon.com/reasonandtheology.